I'm sorry, I get down these other roads. Why speculative fiction?
You know, I have less justification than a lot of my peers. I mean, I read a lot of science fiction starting in my teenage years.
What were you reading?
The first science fiction novel, it's amazing that I ever went back to the well after the first novel I read. The first novel was called The Nets of Space, I believe, and it was this, I don't even remember the author's name, mercifully, and it was a combination of giant human-eating crabs and Don Quixote and dream sequences. And if it sounds improbable, believe me, it was even more improbable than it sounds.
Well, improbable doesn't always mean bad, but
in this case, well, I don't actually know if it, you know, I read it so long ago that who knows.
Yeah, it's hard to know.
Yeah, but certainly that was the first science fiction, adult science fiction novel that I remember reading. And from there, I read a lot of Heinlein. I read all of the standard Asimov, Clark. I discovered the New Wave writers. I read Dangerous Visions. And mostly, I read novels when I was younger, not so many short stories. Although I did subscribe to the magazines, I did subscribe to Asimov's and Analog and FNSF at the time. But I guess the thing that pulled me toward writing science fiction and fantasy was the size of the canvas and the ability to tell two stories at the same time, to tell the surface story where the events, where the literal events of the story are playing out, and when I'm actually managing the craft of the story well, tell the story behind it, which is the psychological and the emotional issues that are playing out.
Yeah, although that can be done in mystery.
Yes, that's true. That's true. And in fact, some of my stories, including the excerpt that I'll read today, are part science fiction, fantasy, and part mystery.
Yeah. In the great Anthony Boucher tradition.
In the great, right, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, who was, there's a convention called BoucherCon, which is a crossover convention. Not that many writers have done so successfully, but Boucher was really great at fashioning, not always writing, but fashioning the story that was both a science fiction and mystery. Probably Asimov was one of the first really good practitioners of it. With the Wendell Earth stories.
Right, yes, yes.
They're a bit pulpish and a bit dated, but they worked for their time.
But it's a hard thing to pull, as I found, it's a hard thing to pull off successfully.
Your working of it reminds me a little more of Larry Niven.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, I'm flattered to be compared to Larry Niven. Feel free to go on in that vein.
I can't... My brain at this moment isn't there enough to draw all the parallels, but I remember with Niven the way that he would work out, for example, he's got a story, I think it's actually called A Different Type of Murder, A Different Kind of Murder, which is about how the introduction of teleportation machines basically allowed people to create alibis.
Yes, yes. I think that it's A Different Kind of Murder, I think, is the title. But yeah. Yeah, now that you mention it, I remember it. Yeah, I didn't consciously follow in those footsteps. It just...
I didn't think you did.
Yeah.
But from a reader's viewpoint, it's just if I am putting broad categories and saying, okay, this goes, you know, to 18 degrees to the left, and this goes...
Right.
You know, I would put your stories into the same... broad spectrum as I put Niven.
Well, thank you. My own mystery reading actually tends more toward James Lee Burke, who is a brilliant mystery writer, I believe. Carl Hiaasen, his crime novels, kind of more antic crime novels.
Yeah, although I think you're more varied. As good as Hiaasen is, I think he has a limited range of topic.
I think that his, I think that a lot of his writing, and he's even said this in interviews, a lot of his writing is driven by outrage.
Yeah.
And mine, not so much. Not that I'm any less outraged than he is, but it just doesn't seem to drive my writing the way it drives his. So I think that that's why there may be a certain sameness.
That may be the reason, but the end result to the reader is, oh, Carl Hiaasen, I know where that's going.
Right, right.
And that's the net result.
Right.
And, you know, justified or not, the problem is that I see the book, I know what it is without
reading
it. Right. And that's an issue.